If, Lord, if you don't save him, I'm gonna kill him. I didn't know she had told that preacher.
Oh, I get on that bus.
Yeah, until, oh, that was 3 or 4 years after I was saved. He came to me, he said, hey, I got something I need to tell you. I said, okay, what is it? He said, I got a story on your wife. I said, oh my goodness, what'd she do? He said, nothing, man. She just came to me and told me that she'd already talked to God and said, if God didn't save you, I was going to kill. I couldn't do it. I couldn't live with him no longer. You know, God saved me. So
Amen. Hallelujah.
From her and from God. From the punishment of God. So.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
A beautiful morning.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's thank the Lord for the rain we got.
Yes.
Well, I say we did. You know, Lord knows what we need, but thankful for it. Just one thing to be praying about today. Pray for Kay. She's not had a good week this week. And got a cousin. His wife's dad passed away. Vicky. He'll be out buried Tuesday, right, I think.
Who is it? Vicky Milton. Michael's wife.
Just pray for them. They, I don't know. Just need to certainly lift them up in prayer and pray for our nation.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's just see what's going on in this country.
Sad.
You know, when you sin, you just keep adding sin to sin.
Yeah, well, they did. It's
that's what's happening.
Sin.
Just sin's adding to sin.
Sold themselves.
And people are living just like they did in the days of Noah. They knew not until the flood came.
True.
Take them away, and they just living the thing like there's no God.
That flood didn't just accidentally come. That flood came for a reason.
He's judgment's coming. But anyway, good to be in the Lord's house. Anybody got a prayer request on your heart this morning?
Leslie, remember Wednesday night service, remember you prayed for Leslie. She's in the hospital. She said she may get to come home this Tuesday or Wednesday, but she requested prayer again this morning. She's in down here at the Bowling Green Hospital.
I'd like to praise God this morning for a prayer request that came through.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Tatum called me Friday, and I had called him first and said, am I going to get to spend the day with you? We got some issues going, you know, going on right now with the family. And he said, I'll have to talk to Daddy, maybe see what's going on. So about 2.5 hours later, he called me and said, Mimi and my daddy said that I can come and spend the weekend with you and Mama both. And he's been away from his mother for almost 6 weeks now without seeing her. It's been a wonderful weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I told her that we were coming to church today, and she said, together, Tatum and I, and she said, well, I was going to Hillview. I'd like for y'all to join me there. I said, no, I'm a member at Landmark, and I'm going to my church.
Amen.
I need to be fed at my church. Yeah. I know what my preachers preach, and I'm going to my church, but you're welcome to come. So you know what? Either way, she said this morning she's not feeling good, but I just thank God that I didn't let the devil get in my way this morning.
Amen. Right.
And I come back home where I know I need to belong.
Yeah.
I have unspoken prayer requests. God knows my heart.
Amen.
Have a niece that needs prayer today. She got had to get some family members removed from her mom and dad's home from the court system because they just didn't want to get out. Mm-hmm. A lot of ugliness. Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of ugliness going on. So when you don't give them their way, that's the way they treat you.
Yeah.
So her and her family need prayer.
Yeah.
And I did say that I would uplift this niece's ex-husband's girlfriend right now. She's got some bad health going on, and they told her that if her health kept deteriorating, they couldn't do no more for her. And I did tell them that I would uplift her and pray for her.
Kay's brother-in-law, Simon, he went to Louisville Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. Jewish up there, seen the doctor up there about this, talking about transplant liver. He's got to go the 11th, which I guess that'd be tomorrow. See, go to a heart doctor. talk to him about that. See if his heart's strong enough to be able to handle a transplant. And he's got to go the 18th, I believe he told me, to a lung doctor about his lung to see. Of course, when you go through a transplant, I mean, boy, they put you under the microscope of everything, and they just told him, you know, we're going to have to see if you're able to handle a transplant. If you're not, we're going to give it to somebody that's younger and need it worse, you know. I might understand the younger, but when you need it, you need it, yeah, no matter how old you are or young you are.
That's true.
So he's not good shape, but pray for him this week as he goes to these doctor appointments.
See, his name Mike. You say his name was Mike?
No, Simon.
Simon?
Sanders, yeah. Pray for him.
Remember that trip Tuesday we're going to go for and see that art?
Yeah.
You all have a safe trip.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day and a beautiful day to get us to come out and worship you this morning. And I pray for the needs that's been lifted up to you today.
Sir.
And Father, it seems like, God, we are a needy people, Father. And, but God, I know you're able to meet all the needs that we have in our lives. And Father, our cares and our burdens that we have, we can cast them upon you because you said that we could. And, Lord, you're able to take care of us and do above even what we even able to think. Lord, about how you provide for us. And Lord, we just pray this morning for one's been mentioned in prayer today. I pray for Kay this morning. Lord, you'd help her get feeling better.
Yes,
pray for Rita and her family and God, the needs that they have going on right there. And I pray, Father, for Simon this week.
Yes.
And Lord, as he's getting ready to, Lord, maybe have this transplant. Lord, I know he needs it. His health is not good, but I just pray for him this morning. Pray for our nation.
Yes,
pray for our country. And we pray for our churches today and all the men will stand to preach the word of truth. Father,
yes.
I pray for those that will be coming this morning if they that might be lost, never known you, that free part of sin today. Lord, today might be the day that their name, they realize, Lord, the need of a Savior. And I ask you, Father, to help me this morning as we look into your word to teach today. And thank you for it. These things I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right, we're back in Genesis chapter 6. Hey, I said last week, don't seem like we're making a whole lot of forward progress. Like Bro Cleet said, you can eat an elephant if you do it a bite at a time.
That's
right. Well, we just kind of look at it. Just go a little here and a little there.
And the racial piece.
Boy, I tell you, I just don't think there's no end to learning the Word of God.
There's not.
One thing's about studying. You learn things that you didn't know when you set your mind to learn something. I mean, you can read stuff, and you need to read, yes, you do. But the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 1, he talked about the Word of God, talked about meditating upon it day and night. Think about it. I mean, dwell on it. Let it dwell in you. And when you set your mind to learn things, then you learn stuff you never knew. And that's how it's been with me this week. I learned stuff that, although I've read this stuff, I don't know how many times, it just, my mind was set to learn, I started seeing some things that the Spirit of God showed me I had never thought about. So let's go back to chapter 6. Here we are in Genesis again. Wickedness of man has come upon earth. Their hearts are evil continually. Man, we see that going on all around us.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, sin just keeps adding to sin. And as we come into, I don't know, I mean, through the Bible, there's been a lot of men that God has used in great ways. But Noah probably had one of the biggest tasks that ever was given to any human being.
Yeah.
And that was to build an ark.
Yeah.
Because number one, one had never been built.
Mm-mm.
Because number two, one had never been needed. Because it never rained upon the earth. God said he was going to destroy it.
Yeah.
And Noah was a righteous man. He walked with the Lord.
Yeah.
He found grace in the eyes of God. I said before, you know, if you want to find grace in the eyes of God, you're going to have to walk with Him.
Right. Amen.
And do your best to live righteously. You can't live holy like God is holy, but He said to be holy, for I am holy. Mm-hmm. So we need to strive to be that.
Right.
You know, in my own life, I look and I think, Lord, you know, you think, as long as you've been saved, as long as you've been serving the Lord, Lord, it seems like I ought to have more progress than I made sometimes. Mm. But you just do your best to live right.
Amen.
To live holy.
Yeah.
And I walk with God, and those things are pleasing to God. Right. He wants to do that.
Yeah.
So as we come into the commission to build the ark because of the flood that's coming, mm-hmm. Now look, He said here in verse 14 of chapter 6, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And a window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Now, one thing I learned this week by thinking about this thing, it was massive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was big. That's all you can say. I mean, they just, I just know any other way to put it.
That's right.
But I was looking something yesterday, and I locked back in on that word pitch, P-I-T-C-H, pitch. So I just I got a Bible at home. It's a Hebrew and Greek Key Study Bible. Vonnie and my mom got it for me one year, mm-hmm. And I was just going through it and doing a lexicon study and on the Hebrew word itself. Now, I may not pronounce this right, but it's pronounced kafar. That's K-A-P-H-A-R, the Hebrew word for pitch. Now, when I started running that word in through the dictionary and the lexicon and looking at it, I found three words that you hear, but you don't realize you're acquainted with this. And it means to cover. It means atonement.
Yeah.
And it means propitiation. How many times you heard those words?
Uh-huh.
That the ark. Now remember, one thing about the ark is that it is a type of Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was made to save people.
Right.
That's right.
Eight souls saved.
Those souls saved. It was eight. But I guarantee you, those eight that were saved were just as happy as have been 20,000.
Yeah.
It wasn't because they couldn't have been, but others chose not to be.
Right.
But I thought about those words. To cover, atonement, and propitiate. Is the word kafar is related to that word pitch. So let's look at some scriptures. Go to Leviticus chapter 17. Now these will be probably familiar. You've heard them, probably heard them at least. Leviticus chapter 17. And look at verse number 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement.
Right.
Amen. For your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul.
Yeah.
Now, we're what Christ did at Calvary atoned for our soul.
Yes.
The ark was a type of atonement for Noah and his family. It covered them. They were, when they were put in that ark, and they got in that ark, and God shut that door, they were covered.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, side to side, front end to the back, they were covered.
Amen.
So God covered them inside that ark. Now go to John, the Gospel of John.
You know, Brother Mark, they didn't have metal like we put on these doors at this day and time.
No.
Or shingles or things like that. But I really and truly believe that as long as it rained, and as hard as it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, wasn't it? that boat never leaked the drum.
Oh, it didn't leak. No, it had been incapable of it. We'll look at that here in a minute.
Okay.
Now, one of the things he told them to do, not just talking about the pitch, and talk about the dimensions of it, which we'll get into, but one of the things he said is to set a door in the side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9. And those first four words, I am the door.
Right.
Boy, ain't that good.
He is good.
You know what they were doing? That ark was a picture of the door of safety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
And it stood open.
And herein shall be safe.
Yeah.
When they were done building, God left it open 7 days.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad God at one time left the door open for me.
Amen.
And I had enough sense to walk in through it.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen.
So they were covered in front of that ark. And when they went into it, they went into that place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what. We face storms in our life.
Yeah.
And some are worse than others.
Yes.
But I'm telling you what, when you're in Christ, you're safe.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't mean we don't have problems.
Right.
Don't mean we ain't going to face hard times.
Right.
But amen, I can tell you one thing. Praise God, when you're in Christ, you're safe.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah. Now, John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say he was a way. He said he was the way. There's a big difference.
That's
no
right.
Man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, think about what we're going to learn here. We probably won't get to it this week. But when they got that ark done and everything was done, God invited them. You can't ever get into a place of safety until you invite him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We call it conviction. We call it drawing of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm glad God still invites people.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes.
So he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
That's what that ark was. It wasn't a way to be saved. It was the only way to be saved.
Right. Yes,
and that's the same way they were Christ. He ain't a way to be saved. He is the only way to be saved.
More than that. Yeah.
Period. Amen. Now go to the book of Acts. Acts. Chapter 4. And verse 12.
Yeah.
And what I said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just as that ark was the only way for them to be saved, the only way you can be saved today is through the name of Christ.
Amen.
Right.
No other way. It ain't a church way. It's God's way.
Amen.
Now, if it's God's way, it ought to be a church way.
Yeah.
Churches ought to be... We ought to be concerned about God's way.
Amen.
Amen. That's
right.
More than man's way. And I'm going to show you something here in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's go 1 John, the epistles, not the gospel. 4 years ago, Ark Linkletter used to show come on.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, he'd have a kids on there and he'd ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids say the darndest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. He asked one little kid one time, what was an epistle?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the wife of an apostle. So that's what it is.
That's good, don't let
it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that good.
Amen.
And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
That's right.
Just as that ark saved Noah and his family, it could have saved all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But it didn't.
Right.
Yeah. Could have. So that word pitch carries a big meaning.
Yes.
Hey, Brother Mark, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 3, it's another ark mentioned, said that then she, talking about the mother of Moses, could no longer hide him. She took for him an ark,
yep,
of bulrushes, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And there's another mention of the ark, and another mention of the word pitch right there, Moses.
It is.
Put it in the Nile River one.
Yeah.
Now, something I read when I was looking at this yesterday afternoon, back in Genesis, talking about rooms. Now the ark, when we see the dimensions of it, had three levels, according to what the Bible said. But it also had rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was looking at this, and it said, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. Now here's a question I come up to my mind. Was each room pitched? Now, if it was, if each room was pitched, what would have been the significance of that? Make it absolutely 100%
waterproof.
Tight.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that the Titanic boasted was that it was an unsinkable ship.
Oh, yeah. That was last words.
Because it had five rooms that if one flooded over, it would shut that off. And if one flooded over, it would shut that off. And it could sustain up to three and maybe even four of those five watertight rooms and not sink. But then nobody count on a big hole going past it.
Broken
hatch. That's right.
God himself couldn't sink his ship.
That's all it took.
Well, he just put an iceberg in the way. And so today it's lying at the bottom of the North Atlantic.
Yeah, that's right.
As a testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That if man builds it, God can sink it.
Yes, right. That's right.
That's right.
Now, but if the rooms were pitched, that would make them watertight. It would probably make them a lot of soundproof. Can you imagine being on an ark for over a year, what that smell like?
Yeah.
But see, God ain't no dummy. And he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
When he tells somebody, this is what you do.
Well,
this is how you do it. This is the way I want it done. And God knew what Noah didn't know. Now, you know, I don't know. You think about it. I mean, boy, they had a massive undertaking to build that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a monster. I mean, I'm talking a monster.
Oh, yeah. 450 feet long, 75 feet long, 45 feet long.
Now, I mentioned him two or three times already down in Texas, Dr. Carl Ball. I'd love to go down there to that Creation Museum, Evidence Museum down there in Glen Rose. I tell you, boy, the man is a genius. That's all there is to it. And I've read a lot this week of stuff he's put out about the ark and about the flood and different things. And he devoted 40 years specifically just to the study of the ark.
Wow.
40 years. Just to study of the ark. And I mean, it just some things that just boggle my head. Now, most generally, a cubit is considered to be 18 inches. Now, he said that through the study that he put in 40 years, he believed that in the ancient time that it was, it would have been 20.5. Now, I want to look at the significance of both of those things. Now, listen to what he said right there. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it, the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. Now, Brother Eddie just mentioned right there, if a cubit was 18 inches, it would be 450 feet long, or 150 yards. It would be 75 feet wide, 25 yards. It would have been 45 feet high, not counting the window.
Yeah.
That'd be 15 yards, and then you had the cubit of the window. Now, if you put all that together, and you figure the square footage at that amount, you're looking at 33,750 square feet.
Wow.
Wow.
Cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cruise ship. I seen some one time, it was kind of a hilarious thing. These two elephants had come and got all bored. So, well, that was a wasted trip. All it done was rain. But can you imagine the size of that thing? 33,750 square feet. Now, if you take the cubit to be what Carl Bob believed to be of 20.5, then it would be 512 feet in length. It would have been 93 feet wide, and it would have been 51 feet in height. And if you take that and figure it, you'd be looking at 47,616 square feet.
Wow.
Man, that is a monster.
Donald Trump's house.
Yeah. A monster of a project.
Yeah.
To think of something that big.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have any say Bible to say this is this and this, but now this is just my thinking on how it would probably been laid out. Mm-hmm. Because we know if you go back over into Genesis chapter 6 now. He said, take thou unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. That's verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're taking the ark to be three levels, and let's say that it was 18 inches, the cubit would have been standard of 18 inches, and it was 45 feet high, not counting the window. The window served, in my mind, a great purpose for light, but most of all, ventilation. Had to be ventilated.
Yeah.
But if you take, say it was 45 feet high, and you divide that into three, you're looking at each level being 15 feet. Now, and each one of those levels has rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my thinking, I would say the top level, which would actually be in the third level, because when you get in the shipbuilding, the first level starts at the bottom, then two, then three. Yeah. So it would have been three stories high. Mm-hmm. So I believe on the third level, personally in my thinking, would have been the place where Noah and his family, their dwelling. They would have lived on the third floor. Amen?
Yeah.
Like they moving on up.
Yeah.
Moving on up.
So, and also, it would just not been a place for their dwelling, but I believe that level would have been a place for their supplies.
Yeah.
The food they needed, the water they would have to have, and all the things that they would need for that time on the ark.
Right.
The second level, which I believe would have been the level where the animals would have been.
Yeah.
Now, Carl Ball brought something out, and I thought, boy, how simple is that? And people say, well, you've got to be crazy to think that all them animals could get on board that ark. He said, well, if you consider when God sent them to him, they were all probably young.
Mm-hmm. Could have been, yeah.
Because they said they were going to be on that ark for over a year, and by the time they got off of it, they would be grown, and they would be right in the prime of their reproductive cycle.
That's true.
So, you take them young, you're going to have a whole lot more space than you will if you have a full-grown elephant.
Two to 75 feet.
Yeah.
God had figured it out.
B.R. Lakin said, you'd be surprised how many fleas and bed bugs you get on an elephant's back. It was a monstrous thing. Now, I believe the bottom level or the first level would have been what would be called the bilge. That would have been a place for all the waste to be stored. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
All the animals, they're going to secrete waste. Human beings, all the waste would have been on that bottom level.
Yeah.
So I believe God knows exactly what he was doing when he told them to build this thing.
Yeah.
Now, another thing about pitch, if each room was pitched, then that would basically isolate each animal from the other.
Right.
And it would cut down on the smell.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
But God said, you do this.
I'm glad I've been sealed by the Holy Spirit to the day of redemption.
Yeah. Exactly what he does.
Hallelujah, you're talking about anointing.
But you know, Mark, as often as we have read this and read it over and over and over again, when you just really think about how everything was made, in our human mind, it's mind-boggling. It took Noah 20 years to build this structure. And he had never built anything. And that's, you know, I've always heard if God calls you to do something, he will equip you with the power to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he sure did.
Right. Yep.
Noah right here and his family.
Now, I said maybe last week that although the ark had a lot of functions, it had one sole purpose.
Right.
Float.
Right.
That's right.
Period. That's what it done. It floated.
Yeah.
And the design of it was just phenomenally on how God told him to make this thing and why. Now,
I think it had to be soundproof, because when them waters started raging and people was trying to get in there after God had closed that door, you know, there's a lot of screaming and crying and begging. And no one then would have heard that if it hadn't have been soundproof. So they just couldn't have stood it, I don't think.
That great big shark, they call it Megalodon or whatever it is, got teeth like 8 or 10 inches. And this is pure speculation, but I believe that God had them just for a cleanup crew of the people that rejected the message of Noah, people that rejected the opportunity to get in the ark. I mean, they could have got on, you know, trees floating or whatever, and I believe old shark came by. Just clean. They found those teeth in Birchville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, the fossil record just ain't no way to deny it.
No.
That's a long ways from an ocean is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And they found fossilized fish up on top of the tallest mountains. It's just hard to dismiss and deny the fossil record. It speaks to a great flood.
A great flood. So, this ark was monstrous.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't called a ship. It wasn't called a boat. It was called an ark.
Yeah.
It had one sole purpose, and that's float.
Yeah.
That's what it did. Did you know that today, even today, in the United States Coast Guard, their vessels are built in the basics of the ark.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't gonna tell you that a Coast Guard vessel can't sink, because it can.
Oh yeah.
But did you know a Coast Guard vessel can capsize and roll back over and right itself back up?
Yeah.
Wow.
I seen it happen. What it does when it makes that rotate and it goes to capsize, ever how they had that thing built, the stern comes down, the bow goes up, and it just rights itself back up.
Wow.
Instead of having that bow go down and sink that boat, it stays upright.
Wow. Yeah.
And they learned that from the ark.
Wow.
God made it.
Sure enough.
And truly, this was an unsinkable ark.
If he gave a man these plans today, they'd alter it to fit their own fashion.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd sunk, like you said, the Titanic.
Yep. Now, I know y'all getting ready to open the ark Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Now, I don't want to be no gloom and doom guy, and I want y'all to have a good time. But I've been looking at that thing online. I've been reading about it, looking at it, reading about it. And I got a picture of it. And I tell you what, this thing has bothered me this week, looking at it. And I kept thinking, now there's something about this I can't put my finger on. And as I started getting back down to the specifics of studying this ark, I learned some stuff. Now, this is probably what y'all going to be seeing when you go Tuesday. Okay, that's what they call the Ark Encounter.
Yeah.
Williamsburg, Kentucky.
Yes.
Now, I looked at this, and I looked at pictures of this, and I thought, now what is it about this that I can't put my finger on? And then when I started looking at how God told Noah to build this ark, there's three things, well, four actually, about this that struck me. That what y'all going to see Tuesday, if this is what you're going to see, is not what God told Noah to build.
Wow. Exactly.
This was made by man.
Yeah.
Right.
There's something on here. It looks like a fin.
Yeah.
They said Noah probably added that to help it go through the wind.
Mm.
You know, we'll look at that in a second. Right here at the front or the back is a rudder.
Mm.
They said Noah added that to help it go through the water.
Mm.
They got the door to the front.
Right. Yeah.
Bible said to put it inside.
Put it inside.
When that Roman soldier pierced Jesus, he didn't poke him up here.
Inside.
He didn't poke him down here. Right. He poked him in the middle.
Right.
Right. Right. That door represent equality for everybody. Get in the same way.
It's good, Brother Mark.
Right in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
Something else I noticed about this thing, it's got curves. Now, according to what I read right here in Genesis, and when y'all get there, and if y'all see this, this is what you see. You can tell them, I said, that ain't what Noah built. What Noah actually built by the command of God was a floating box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was at least 450 feet long.
Yeah.
75 feet wide, 45 feet high, with a window of a foot and a half square.
Yeah.
Didn't have a rudder. Didn't have a fin.
Right.
It wasn't meant to be guided.
No. You're right.
It was meant to protect the people and the animals on the outside of that thing.
Float and preserve, yeah.
God knew where it was going.
Yeah.
And when it started raining, God knew where it would wind up.
Yeah,
Noah sure didn't know where it was going.
Yeah. Amen.
So I looked at that thing this week, and it finally struck me that what I see right there ain't what the Genesis account said.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I got on to Dr. Carl Ball's website down at the Creation Museum in Glen Rose, and they have an ark that they put together down there, and it's square.
Yeah.
That's 40 years. He said, 40 years I devoted my life to learning about the ark.
Yeah.
And how it was made.
So
and
what he it was built his exactly.
Yeah, that's like a ship, what Mark's saying. That's like
this,
a ship.
Yeah.
Being guided, yeah.
This is what man made.
Yeah, got a pointed end and a rudder in the back.
Yeah.
Square will give more room, too.
But what God told Noah to build not look like that.
Right.
It won't look like that. It didn't look like that.
Amen.
In other words, it didn't look like that. So I looked at that and I thought, now, you know, there's something. I don't know. I couldn't get my head on it until I got to reading about it.
So that is what the one up here is going to look like.
That's the one y'all going to see when you go to Williamsburg. That's the Ark Encounter, what they call the Ark Encounter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I read when I was looking at that, they said the people of the Ark Encounter, you know, I didn't know that thing was built by Amish.
Yes, well, I heard,
Amish built it.
Yes.
So, well, you know, it'll be built good if Amish build it.
I watched the Amish build a house not too long ago. They built it in one day.
One day, buddy.
One of them was packing wood, one was nailing, one was cutting. There was about 40 of them, and they never missed a lick. They're just like ants. They raised the house, and one day I watched them. They did it. I watched it. Wow.
Some of the Amish, where I go and buy vegetables, they are really asking questions because they know we're going to the Ark. And they are really asking questions about it because they said they really was interested in seeing it, what it really looked like. Because they said that they wanted me to take pictures and bring back and show them.
Mark's right. It was square.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a naval vessel. Like you said, it was designed to float and preserve life.
Carl Ball said it would bend like a floating coffin.
Yeah.
So the pictures we see depicting the Ark.
That's man's design.
Yeah, it wouldn't have curves in it.
Wouldn't have had a point, wouldn't have had a rudder.
No, it wouldn't have had a rudder or the fin on it. Okay. Now, when they said Noah probably added these things,
let's
look at one last thing and then we'll close out the day. Look in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 22. And here's the reason why I know that's not true.
Yeah.
This is what he said.
Yeah.
Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So what did he do? He did exactly what God told him to build.
Yeah.
He didn't build this.
Right.
He built a box.
You're right.
A floating box.
Yeah.
And didn't leak and wouldn't sink and wasn't meant to be guided. It was just meant to save people alive.
Amen, Brother Mark.
And the animals that were on board that ark.
Wow.
So amazing. It just boggles my head to think how huge this thing is.
Yes.
Anywhere from 33,750 square feet, depending on what you count a cubit, up to 47,616 square feet. That's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, my wife would go crazy trying to keep that place dusty.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Read.
Hey, Brother Mark.
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not as yet seen, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. That word I want to mention is faith. That ark was built with faith.
He built it with faith.
And the one told him to build it.
Yeah.
And all the hope he had was do what God told him. I'm glad I got
in the Lord of
Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, by faith.
All right. We'll pick back up, Lord willing, next week.
Good.